Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Let's do random questions.
Okay.
Serious?
Silly.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Who said me?
Me.
Steve.
It was me.
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 I was like, I was
looking down, so I wasn't sure if it was Tommy or Steve. Or Kelly, honestly. No offense.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm not even making a joke. I really wasn't sure. I'm not being mean on purpose. Steve, serious or silly?
Silly, please.
Okay. Steve, back when you were single, you're at the bar. And a stranger says, I'm going to give you $10,000. And they point to, quote, the drunkest, fattest person there. Mm-hmm. You can upgrade as many features on them as you want, but each one costs you $1,000. How much are you spending?
None. Why don't I just keep the money?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Why would
Are
I,
you that vain about sex that you need to make her perfect?
Oh, so I'm going to have sex with this? So
yeah,
I'm,
you're not just driving them home. What did you think?
Well, I didn't know.
That's a boring
you,
question.
You did not. You didn't
I said
really...
take them home.
What no, did you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No.
You just
no.
said, I'm going to give you $10,000
okay,
and point
at
a person.
I see the flaw there.
Yeah.
My apologies so, okay, to you,
so,
Steve.
So because until then, there were no ramifications for Steve to just keep the money and go home.
So yes, the way I get it, the way I presented it is that person's ugly and fat. Here's $10,000. Would you like to use it to make that stranger better?
That's exactly what you said. Yes. Yeah.
Now I get it. Yeah. I apologize.
Okay, so you have to take you're gonna marry that person. What are you gonna do?
No,
Steve?
One night of sex.
Okay,
one night of sex.
One night of sex.
And I have to rebuild them.
Oh, you can take it as is, or you can, you know, spend $1,000 to make them
as is.
Okay. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maitland, serious or silly?
Serious.
During sex, the world melts away when?
Oh. When either like when somebody like only on my, what is it? Would be my right, the right side of my neck when somebody gets in there and isn't even like kissing on it or anything, but it's just rubbing their like beard scruff on there or something. I'm like, ooh. It tickles and it feels nice. And I'm like, stay right there for a minute.
It's like a little moth in there.
Stay right there.
Why?
You just
why?
Ruined it.
You're ruining this.
It's not the first time I've ruined sex for somebody else that I'm not involved with.
God, bless America.
I'm sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Well. Fine.
Hot wings, serious or silly?
Silly. Sure.
You're in a stadium with 100,000 people. You push a button, and 1% of the crowd disappears, and you get $10,000. Or 50% of the crowd disappears, and you get $1,000,000.
Like, they disappear like Thanos in the snap?
We don't know.
Or they just, like, now they're in the parking lot?
Don't know.
Like, is it possible?
You don't get to know. You have to make an assumption based on the knowledge you have.
Is it possible that you could be one of the 50%? Like, you could be included in the 50%?
No, you're not included.
So, all right.
Okay, well, I'm going to assume that they're just inconvenienced. So, yes, I'm going full Monty on that.
They go to the end of a very long checkout
line.
Just
they're just back outside and have to recheck in to get in to see the Wolverines. Yeah, that's fine.
Tommy, serious or silly?
Serious.
The hardest thing to talk to your family about is?
Oh, man. Probably religion.
Okay. How come?
I grew up in a pretty Christian household, and I went to a lot of big mission trips and all of that jazz. And I feel like, you know, you grow up in it, and it's what your family, you know, you grow up in it. And as you grow older, you grow your own opinions. In different avenues.
And so you may not mesh completely.
Yeah, and they're very. Very nice and accepting about like us all doing our own paths and doing our own thing. But it's just like that weird little like limbo state of like,
yeah,
hey,
I understand
I know that.
And for context, tell me if I'm wrong, but my impression is you could talk to your parents about just about anything. Your parents seem very open, and available.
Yeah. So,
and
yeah,
non-judgmental. That is my impression from afar.
Yeah, no, it's great. As we've gotten older, they've taken on more like hands-off approach, as you know, parents probably should.
Sure.
And
they seem very supportive.
They are. I'm very fortunate as I've gotten older, like I've seen how other my friends' families are, and every day it just makes me more appreciative of how supportive they are of me and what we want to do. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna get a little teary eyed.
No, I think
yeah.
it's great. It makes me happy for you.
Yeah,
I hope one of my,
good.
I hope
it's a good situation.
I hope some of my boys or all of them will say that about me someday.
I believe it 100%. You're a great guy.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, they're very supportive of me, and I appreciate that. It's just like there's that little
refuse to believe that
you actually went. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot wings.
Yeah.
Serious or silly?
Wait,
did you just go?
Yeah, I went done right Kelly. Yet.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. It's silly. Let's do silly.
Oh, this isn't even fair. Would you live with a platonic roommate of the opposite sex?
Definitely, yeah.
I mean,
I have.
That doesn't even count.
Yeah.
I could have answered that for you.
Who wouldn't say yes to that? I mean, most situations.
If you're asking me if I'd live with a roommate now at 30, no, almost 37,
yeah,
I don't know that I'd go back to roommates.
That'd be pretty hard.
And I love my house, and I love that I can Airbnb that space out and share that space with guests. Because they're leaving.
Yes.
But having my space that I can do whatever mm-hmm. I want with and clean up how I want or leave in whatever kind of mess I want. Oh, man.
That's my roommate yeah. is my best friend. Mm-hmm. But at 27, I didn't think that I would be living with a roommate, especially mm-hmm. since I've lived on my own. I've lived with roommates. I've lived with a significant other. Like,
yeah,
that next step, how it should be, air quotes there. Is that you continue mm-hmm. living with a significant other. My situation, a little different. And it works out that my roommate's my best friend. But yeah, is it ideal? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one, since that was so easy? What's the one song that has to be played at your funeral?
Only For a Night by Florence and the Machine.
You have thought about this?
Oh, I love that song. It's my favorite song of all time.
But had you thought of that before, or that's just what came to your mind?
No, I've thought about it before. I heard it after one of my best friends had passed away, and I was listening to her album, and I actually got the news when one of her songs was playing, and it felt like that next song that popped up was about a friend of hers who died, and she talks about in that song like doing cartwheels at the funeral to like not make it so ugh, you know, and it's a very interesting song, and I would love for everybody just to hear that song. So played at my funeral, Only For a Night, Florence and the Machine. So good.
That's pretty good. Anybody else have a song that you've thought of that you, even though hopefully it's very far away?
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy?
Jump by Van Halen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a little serious, aren't you?
I wrote it out. I did a death and dying class in college, and I had to like write out what like my wishes were.
Yeah.
And I planned my funeral. I planned the whole thing. And that song is getting played 100%.
Might as well jump.
Just hope you don't die bungee jumping or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty ironic.
Yeah, that would
Steven?
The wind out of those sails.
I'll do silly again.
Okay. If you could be any character from any TV show in real life, that's you assume their life, you're in their world, who would it be?
Any character?
Yeah, probably Dexter.
Wow.
No.
Oh, that's happening.
Ray Romano's mom on Everybody Loves Raymond. Ma.
Yeah, what if it is? Something just, God.
Steve. why are you over again, Steve?
God, I miss our Ray Romano days.
Leave Deborah alone.
Deborah. Probably somebody from Succession.
Oh, there's nobody
gotta
redeeming
pick one,
though.
They're all buttholes.
Yeah, they're all jerks.
Yeah, but they don't care.
They don't know.
Yeah, they have no
but
idea.
But they are miserable. None of them were happy.
I would love to have the feeling, even just for a brief time, of knowing what it's like to be
private jet rich.
Ungodly rich.
Yes, that's true. I agree.
So,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Either that or Creed from The Office. He seems like he's got things going on.
What was the goofy brother on Succession? The one who, Alan Ruck?
Yeah.
Rudd?
Ruck? Ruck.
Yeah.
What was his name on there?
Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was probably the most likable.
Yeah.
Was he?
But he was miserable.
He but was, he got to run for president.
He was in, cause, but everyone laughed at him, and he was married to a prostitute that hated him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, of all the people on that show, that might be the
He's
best.
He's probably the best pick.
Might be the best
or him
scenario.
Or Cousin Greg, maybe.
Yeah.
But that guy's... No.
Ugh. I think I'd go with Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ooh. Rich and nice, likable.
Yeah, he's a very positive person. People like him. And yes, he's also got a lot of money. He's from a mm-hmm. rich family.
Maitland.
Yeah.
Serious or silly?
Serious.
Something that was stolen from me is?
Oh, gosh. I sometimes feel like my childhood a little bit, or like being able to be a teen, I guess, being a teenager.
Okay. In what sense?
Because I, and this isn't like anything against my parents, but I was the oldest. And so they, my parents both worked. And so I had to take care of my sisters. I had to make sure dinner was made. I kept up on laundry. Like, and once I could drive, I drove everybody everywhere. So like a lot of those kinds of parenting,
you had to grow up fast.
Responsibilities. Yeah. Or when my parents would be fighting, I'd gather up my sisters and we'd go downstairs and play the Wii, and I'd turn it all the way up so nobody could hear anything, like just kind of protecting my sisters and everything. And so when I would ask, you know, hey, can I go to this week's football game or basketball game or whatever? Or just, can I go to so-and-so's house? It was like, well, who's going to be here for your sister? And so I wouldn't be able to go. And so, yeah, I guess just like being able to be like a teen.
I can see why you feel that.
And then part of that, too, is just now, like, I don't really want kids, because part of me kind of feels like I've already been a parent.
Yeah,
so,
you did get a taste of you got a good taste of the downside.
Yeah.
But at the wrong time.
Right.
But you didn't get a taste of the good side. Mm-hmm. I mean, you love your sisters and y'all are very close. I don't mean like
and I still got to
you
go
resent
out.
Them
I mean,
or anything.
I still got, you know, I had to go to court for drinking. Like, I still like.
You still managed.
Didn't keep you busy enough.
It was any time I went to do those typical teen things, I got caught or I got in trouble. So then it was just kind of like, I guess this is who I'm supposed to be, is just like a second parent to my sisters, because what else is there?
That's a pretty thoughtful answer, I think.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, this part is probably hard to answer, so you can feel free to just say pass. But have your parents heard you say that before?
In different ways.
Yeah, they probably understand.
My mom and I have had a lot of talks about it, and she had apologized to me. She came up here for like my 22nd birthday or something.
I was going to say, I was going to ask if you thought they would be hurt or resentful about that.
No.
I don't think they would.
No, my mom will say, like, whenever my youngest sister especially has big moments, she'll come up to me and be like, we did it. Or she'll say
that's
things like,
side.
You half raised her. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, thank you.
That's the good side.
And she's apologized. Like, hey, yeah, we did put a lot on your plate and too much responsibility on you.
And I think in their defense, most parents who work and have to do that with the oldest child probably mm-hmm. feel that way as it's happening. But also, now that I'm a parent and stuff, I understand people are trying to survive mm-hmm. and manage their lives at the same time. And there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.